friends to inspirational truths. A time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price. I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again and to greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. If He isn't yours, He can be. He wants to be. In fact, He came to be. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Well, I'll tell you, friend, if I were you, knowing what I do now, and I know at a time I didn't, I know one time that I sat where you sit. I know what it is to be lost and to be in the valley of decision, to be just simply knowing that I needed to do something, but, well, knowing that maybe I would someday. Listen, friend, if I were you, I'd run to Jesus just as hard as I could run. I'd call out on Him for mercy. I'd tell Him I was a sinner. I'd say, Lord, I repent the best I know how, and the best I know how, I receive Christ as my Savior. The Word of God said, if thou shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Well, we're glad that you tuned in today. Trust that our time together will be a blessing. That's what Debbie and I want to be. We want to be a blessing. Debbie's got a song picked out for you, and I've got a message the Lord has stirred my heart to out of the book of Romans. Out of the book of Romans, chapter 13. A familiar passage of Scripture to Bible readers. And we'll look at that in just a little bit. So, you pray for me, would you not? You enjoy the song that Debbie's got to do. The title of it is Just Around the Bend. And folks, listen, I don't believe we've got long in this journey. Whether you're saved or unsaved, friend, I don't believe things are going to continue like they are.
I've heard of a land that's waiting just beyond the river. I've heard of a land.
Yeah.
journey, and I'll tell you, just like that man testified that night, just like the song Debbie just sang, said, it's not going to be long, friend. It's just around the bend. Life's a short trip to eternity when you begin to think about it. I was adding up my days the other day. I forget how many days I spent. It's either 25,000 or 45, not days. Maybe it was days. But anyway, I'd have to go back and do it. It's not a long time compared to a lot of things. We're going somewhere. We just need to make sure we're going to the right place. And by the way, those of us that are going to heaven, we need to make sure we're going not only the right way, but we're going in the right attitude. Does that sound right? Well, I hope it does. Anyway, in the book of Romans, chapter 13, the Word of God says this, beginning in verse 11, He said, now watch this. Why I like this passage. I like this passage. He said, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting, not in drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, and not in strife and envy. And He said, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Now, I've got something today I don't think I've ever had in all the years of being doing the ministry, doing radio ministry and being in the ministry. I don't know that I've ever had a message where I've had two absolutely different texts. They're alike, but they're different. Now, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna introduce this message by saying this as a text. It's almost like two messages in one, maybe I ought to say, and I hope this makes sense. I hope it clarifies itself as I go along. I'm gonna talk to you about right now, just as an introduction, if you'll allow me to do it. Now's not the time. Look, we're living in a crazy time. Say amen to that if you agree with that. I mean, we're still in the grips of this COVID pandemic and all of the madness that's come with it. Now listen, I do not negate the fact that COVID-19 is a serious issue. I do not negate the fact that it's deadly. But I'll tell you what, I've got more questions about it than I've got answers. I've got questions about the way it's handled, the way it was handled, what people have proposed, what they're going to propose. Oh, listen, friend, I've got all kinds of questions. Maybe you don't, but I do. I really do. I know it's bad. I know it's deadly. But listen, friend, I believe it's hyped up in many, many ways. Friend, look, I was thinking about the church. I was yesterday somewhere, I was doing something. Listened to a lot of talk radio, and somebody said they're doing a study. They've done a study, actually. It's in a lab. Now look, because somebody puts a lab coat on, because somebody puts MD behind their name and all this kind of stuff, doesn't mean they're going to be truthful. Look, friend, there's a lot of people that want to bring this nation to its knees, bury it, actually, change America totally. Let me go a little bit further. There's a lot of people that like to silence the church, like to divide us. I mean, to tell you, like to see the doors of the house of God be locked up, the lights turned out, the message stopped, the singing stopped, all of those things. Y'all know where that place where these things are going on. But I heard in that news report, I heard that somebody had done some kind of, quote, testing, and they're thinking that the 6 feet that we are practicing, and it's working, it looks like, for social distancing may not be enough. They're saying it could be a need as much as 16 feet. Now, can I tell you something? That went all over me. I'm telling you, friend, listen, they've not succeeded in what they wanted to do in saying 6 feet apart. It's already upset things. It's already troubled things. But oh, look, if we had to put 16 feet apart in the house of God from everybody that comes, listen, you couldn't get many people to come. Hey, they tried to shut us down singing, and they've done that pretty much in the choir as far as the choir goes. If we follow their edicts and their suggestions and their desire and design. Oh, look, friend, they just want us to stop. And you know what? Listen, when we can't get together as a body of Christ, when we can't get, hey, there's some places that even say, I believe it's out in California, that you could be put in jail, you could be arrested, you could be fined. Friend, if you have little groups, a personal home study Bible group, isn't that something? Now listen, I know small groups are good in their place, but listen to this old preacher. I'd never, bless God, I'd never, hallelujah, replace the assembling yourself together in a stated place at a stated time and to worship God Almighty and to glorify His Son who died for our sin. I'll tell you, friend, listen, Jesus died for the church, not for these little cell groups. Hey, bless God, cell groups good if you're in jail, but not when you can get to the house of the Lord. But look, with all of that in mind, and I could stay there for a long time, it'd be a time, real easy time, friend, to be discouraged, would it not? But let me tell you what not to do. Now's not the time to doubt. Do you hear me? God is working in this. I believe God's hand is all over this in many, many ways. And I'm not saying God brought this, but no doubt God has allowed this. Oh, look, I believe it's part of our end time preparation. I believe it's part of the end time indoctrination, if you'll allow me to say it that way. But now, sir, ma'am, you that name the name of Christ, you that have been walking with Jesus a little while or a long while before this pandemic hit, it's not the time to doubt, sir. It's not the time to doubt, ma'am. God's Word's just the same. God's promises are just as real today as they've ever been. His power's not diminished. His promise is still pristine. I'm telling you, friend, listen, now's not the time to doubt. It's not time to despair. There's a lot of people that I'm afraid are in despair. They say, I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, they're not just hiding behind masks. They're hiding in their home. I mean, to tell you, they're frustrated, they're frightened, they're just almost paralyzed. Well, listen, let's don't live by fear. God's not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. And it's not the time to drop out. Now look, let's face it, this pandemic gives some of you that are listening to this old country preacher the excuse you've been looking for a long time. You've been kind of walking on the fringes of your relationship with Christ. I mean, you've been toying with the idea of stopping your Wednesday night attendance to Bible study or maybe the Sunday night service. And now you say, oh boy, I've got it made. Listen, now's not the time. Now's not the time, bless God, to drop out. You know what we need to do? We need to re-up. We need to resign to the fact that it is what it is, but re-sign and get back in the battle. Oh, it's not the time to give in. Not the time to give in, bless God, to external pressures, to ideas from the devil. We need to make sure we're listening to the right spirit, the right voice, the right message, and the right one. It's not time to give in, to throw in the towel, or to give up. There's a lot of people just feel like giving up. Oh, I know it's strange. I know it's hard. I know it's challenging. But listen, the Bible said God's grace is sufficient. It's not time to give over just to anything and everything. It's not time to just roll over like a possum would and play dead or a dog that's been talked that trip. It's not a time, bless God, to give in, to give up, to give over. Because if you do that, you'll grow cold without a doubt. Some of you already have. It's only been a few months, a few weeks, a few days, if you will. But oh, listen, friend, you need to get stirred up. You need to get cleaned up. You need to get fired up. And I'm going to talk about that. We're going to talk about being stirred up, sobered up, and suited up for the other part of this message. But listen, it's not time to let down. I press on, my friend, press on. I mean to tell you, listen, press towards the mark of the prize, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It's not time to turn around, Peter said. Unto whom shall we go, Lord? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And it's not time to vacate the battle. I bless God, listen, sit down and rest of you if you must. Regroup, do whatever you need to do. But let's get back into the battle and listen to what somebody said, now listen, now's not the time to do all those things. But here's the other part of the message. Here's the second part of the message. And maybe that's what I should have done, just made it in these two parts. But now is the time. Now's the time. Listen, it's not time to back down. Not time, bless God, to drop up, drop out. It's not time to doubt. It's not time to give in, give up, give over, or even to grow cold. It's not time to let down, to turn around, or to turn back. But I'll tell you what it is. It's time to stir up. Thank God that's what He said. He said, now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. Thank God, listen, that's never been more true than it is today. It'll be more true tomorrow in some degree than it is today. But can I tell you, sir, ma'am, listen to what He said. He said, the time is nigh. We ought to wake out of sleep. We ought to stir up. You know what? It's one thing to wake up. But it's another thing to get up. Do you hear? Well, I like on certain mornings that snooze button on the clock. I don't need the clock to wake me up too many days, but sometimes I do, and I like to hit that snooze sometime. Hey, friend, and now's not the time to be snoozed, and now's not the time, bless God, to be dull and indifferent. And now's the time to awake fully, to be stirred up in our spirit, to be stirred up in our mind, to be stirred up in our heart, to be stirred up in our desire, to be stirred up in our doing. Oh, friend, we ought to listen, get fully awake. We ought to be as fully aware and aroused as we can be. You say, why? Because Jesus is coming soon. We're at the end of our journey, more close to the end of our journey than we are at the beginning, it seems to me. He goes on to say, the night is far spent and the day is at hand. How that, knowing that, friend, ought to stir everybody up that names the name of Jesus. Man, that ought to touch you down along about the fifth rib. That ought to stir your heart. That ought to stir your mind. That ought to put longings in your heart. Oh, listen, I'm that one that said, I'm going away. I said, I'll come again. I believe we're soon to see Him, don't you? I believe we're soon to see Him. Thank God, don't you think that's right? Listen, friend. Oh, let's do it. Now's the time. It's not the time to give up, give in, give down, give out. But now's the time to stir up. Thank God. Listen, we're about the end of the way. We're about to see this thing fulfilled. We're about to see our salvation turn into glorification. We're just about to be a part of that generation, I believe, that will see the day when the change comes. But it goes on to say in verse 12, he said, now, not only is the night far spent, the day is at hand, he said, let us. Now look, that's a challenge. It's a choice, though. It is a challenge, but it's a choice. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. You know what we need to do? We need to be sobering up. Thank God. Well, you say, preacher, I don't drink. Well, I'm going to say glory hallelujah about that. You say, preacher, I'm not a sipping saint. Well, you know my philosophy. If you've listened to me very long at all, if you sip, you're not a saint. It's just that simple. I bless God. I'll tell you what the Bible even said. Don't even look upon the wine, let alone drink it, partake of it. Hold it in your hand, put it to your lips, put it inside of you. Show him, look at the wine when it stirs itself aright in the cup. Woe to the man that giveth his neighbor drink. Oh, I'll tell you, if you think Jesus turned water into wine that's inebriating type of wine, bless God, you need to dig a little bit deeper in the Word of God and grow a little bit more in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But I don't know how that got in the message. Somebody listening, I needed to hear it, but we need to be sober. You see what that mean, preacher? Bless God, we need to be serious. It is a time to be serious, is it not? Oh, I believe all times for the Christian, for the man, the woman, the name's the name of Christ. I believe it's always been, bless God, beneficial for us to be sober-minded, to be serious in our character and what we do and how we are and where we go and who we do what we do with. I'm telling you, friend, we ought to sober up. Listen to what he said. We ought to put on the armor of light. You know what we need to do? We need to get up every day, putting on the helmet of salvation, of the breastplate of righteousness. We ought to make sure we shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We need to make sure, friend, that that we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. We need to make sure that we take the shield of faith, whereby we'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And we need to make sure that we pray. We pray like crazy. We pray when we get up, when we go to bed, when we come in, when we go out. We need to pray. You say, why? Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And it's manifesting itself everywhere. And the way, bless God, to defeat that, the way to overcome that is to be sober-minded. You say, how do you be sober-minded, preacher? Well, get in the Word of God until the Word of God gets in you. Get on your knees before God and say, God, help straighten me up. Help straighten me up. Help me to think right, to act right, and to live right. Time's running out, so I'm going to go on. He said, let us walk honestly. Let us behave like we ought. That's what he's saying. As in the day, not in rioting, not in drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. We ought to suit up. We ought to stir up. We ought to sober up. We ought to suit up. We ought to put on Christ. You hear? Well, if we do, that means we got to put off a lot of other things. Got to put off the world. Got to put off the lust. We got to put off, listen, all of those actions and deeds that we used to do when we were lost and undone, when we were on our way to a devil's hell, before we got changed by the grace of God, through the Spirit of God, by the message of the Word of God. Listen, it's a poor illustration, but when I was in high school playing football, and I loved to play, I'll tell you what, every now and then the coach said, all right, guys, time to go get suited up. You know what we'd do? We'd go in and put on our equipment. Man, we'd put on our pads. We'd put them on from top to bottom. We'd tie up our cleats. We'd cinch them up real good. Well, on the game day, we'd have them polished real nice. I'm telling the uniform be sparkling. But bless God, listen, because we went out and got in the battle. Look, we'd want to get them dirty. We'd even want to have a little blood on them when the game was over. We'd want our helmets to be scuffed up. We'd want our jersey to be dirty. Want our pants to have grass stain and dirt stain on them. I'm telling you, friend, we need to suit up as the children of God. We need to walk holy. We need to walk honestly. We need to walk humbly in this world. Thank God we ought not to be drunken. We ought not to be partaking in chambering, which is illicit sexual activity, or in wantonness, not even in strife or in envy. But he said, put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision to satisfy the lust of the flesh. He said, make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. We need to suit up. Bless God, listen, we're children of light. We're not in the darkness, we're of the day. Bless God, we belong to another world. We're citizens, somebody say, of two worlds. Our citizenship, the Word of God says, our conversation is in heaven, which means our citizenship. I'm a child of the King, we sing. I'm a child of the King. And thank God, by the grace of God, for the glory of God we are. Hey, now's not the time to give up, to give in, to give over. Now's not the time to doubt, despair, or to drop out. Now's not the time to let down, or to turn around, or to turn back from the battle. But I'll tell you what time it is. Now's the time to stir up. Let's stir up that gift that was that gift that is in us. Paul told Timothy, stir up the gift that's in thee by the putting on of the hands of the presbytery. Let you and I be serious. Let's sober up. Let's take this Christianity, that name of Jesus, more serious than we've ever taken it in all of our life. Bless God, that'll fare well for us on the day of judgment. And then let's suit up. Thank God. Let's listen. Let's stop doing what we used to do. Let's stop doing those questionable things. Those on the brink things. All of that. Let's get serious. Let's decide to be holy because He's holy. Let's draw nigh to God so that He can draw nigh to us. Let's separate ourselves from the world. Bless God. Let's give it all. Let's be all in. Look, you say, preacher, I'm alone. No, you're not alone. Preacher, I can't do it by myself. Bless God, listen, Jesus is with me wherever I roam. Hey, I'll tell you, now's not the time to do some things, but now is the time to do some things we ought to have been doing all along. You can do it, sir. You can do it, ma'am, by the grace of God, for the glory of God, until the next time.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at this same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TOMANDDEVBIE at inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now, until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.